Have you caught any of these crazy headlines flying around social media today, like King Tut's cosmic dagger or perhaps extraterrestrial artifact found in mummy's tomb? Well, there's actually a real story here, and to find out more, I'm calling in some expert help. No, not Indiana Jones, although it is almost 35 years since Raiders of the Lost Ark came out. I'm talking about our resident history buff, Chris Wolfe. What is the cosmic artifact, Chris?
Well, it's a knife, or a dagger, Marco, that was buried with King Tutankhamun, the boy king of ancient Egypt. And, you know, I don't know if you had a chance to skim through some of the blogs and tweets and the superficial reporting on this, and you'd think they'd found some kind of cosmic dagger that, like, fell from space or was hand-delivered by extraterrestrials. You know, they leave you wondering, these headlines, maybe this is some kind of magical artifact that, you know, could endow the ancient Egyptians with the power to conquer all the huge empire that they did. But happily, the truth is much more interesting.
Yeah, I noticed you said superficial reporting there. So what is the truth?
Well, what scientists have done is prove with a high level of confidence that this iron dagger, which was actually found by the cursed team of Howard Carter themselves in 1925, wrapped around King Tut's right thigh, it's actually made from iron from a meteorite. And the findings are published in the scientific journal Meteoritics and Planetary Science. But this is not as much of a breakthrough as you'd think. It does overturn the findings of another test in the 1990s. But no one should be surprised that ancient Egypt used meteoritic iron.
Why? I mean, I find that pretty fascinating. Iron from meteors for a dagger?
Well, Marco, this is the Bronze Age. We haven't quite got to the Iron Age yet. So humanity simply hadn't figured out how to smelt iron ore. There's huge deposits of iron ore in what was ancient Egypt, but there's almost no evidence of smelting taking place. However, there are dozens of these iron artifacts, and the reason is it's because they were working with iron from meteors for about 2,000 years before that. But you've got to remember, this is more rare and more precious than gold at the time. It was more valuable than gold. So that's why you only find it in these ceremonial, ritual, high-value artifacts like the things that get buried with King Tut. He had one of iron and one of gold, each of these daggers. And here's a Game of Thrones reference for you that people might like if they're fans of the show. The ancient Hittites, obviously, iron was more precious than gold, so they built an iron throne.
Wow. All right. What is the difference between iron ore on Earth and, say, this iron from meteors?
Well, the key thing that makes it useful is that it's already iron. It's not like iron ore is basically like a rock that you have to crush and melt down at extremely high temperatures to get anything useful out of it. But iron that comes from a meteor is pretty much ready to go.
I mean, pretty fascinating. A dagger that has its origins in a meteorite. What else does the study show, though?
Well, they've probably found the source of the meteor that provided the material for the dagger, which is an oasis about 90 miles west of Alexandria called Khaga. They can tell because iron from a meteor has a high nickel content, and the amount in the knife matches pretty roughly the meteor. The other thing it shows you is how, despite its rarity, the surprisingly excellent quality of iron smithing in ancient Egypt, even though it's very scarce material. And then the other thing is that the Egyptians Egyptians understood where it came from because of a special word for iron, that hieroglyph that emerges in the 13th century before the Common Era. It literally means metal from the sky.
So they understood that the source of their iron was outer space.
Exactly. And thousands of years before Europeans figured out that this was a potential source of iron as well.
The world's one-man history desk, Chris Wolfe, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.